Welcome to the NewsRant Finance Podcast for Thursday evening, August 6th, 2026. Real stories, AI voices. Full articles at newsrant.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Let's get into it.
Deutsche Battalion's AG strong transaction activity in H1. Forecast adjusted due to valuation multiples. Deutsche Battalion's AG, dbag.ag, reported strong transaction activity in the first half of 2026, with 7 transactions including 3 new investments and 4 disposals. Despite robust operational performance by portfolio companies, the forecast for the year was adjusted due to declining valuation multiples for peer group companies. Shareholders received 26.1 million euros via dividends and buybacks, with a NAV per share of 33.65 euros as of June 30th, 2026. Things to look for when considering an auto-secured loan. When facing unexpected expenses, some Americans are turning to auto-secured loans as a more affordable option. Unlike unsecured personal loans, these loans use a vehicle as collateral, allowing for higher loan amounts at better rates. Responsible lender Oportun suggests prioritizing transparent terms, affordable payments, lower-cost alternatives to payday loans, flexibility, credit-building opportunities, and responsible collateral practices when evaluating loan options.
Monica Vasquez, general manager of Avanca USA, featured on the cover of Negocios magazine. Monica Vasquez, general manager of Avanca USA, graces the cover of Negocios magazine, showcasing her leadership in expanding international banking in South Florida. Avanca USA, a prominent financial group from Spain and Portugal, has made significant strides under Vasquez's guidance, offering specialized banking services to global clients. Vasquez emphasizes the bank's commitment to innovation, digital transformation, and supporting women in senior executive roles within the financial industry.
Investor news breaks. Optimum Bank Holdings, Inc., NYSE American, OHC, schedule second quarter 2026 conference call. Optimum Bank Holdings, NYSE American, OHC, has scheduled a conference call and live webcast on August 13, 2026 at 1 p.m. ET to discuss its second quarter financial results and provide a business update. Investors can register for the webcast and contact Seth Dennison for more information. The company's second quarter financial results were released on July 24, 2026.
ANewsBreaks Perpetuals.com Limited reports strong backtest results for its Bain's Shield AI trading engine, which showcasing a hypothetical non-compounded return of 380% over a 375-day period. The AI model identifies successful traders and generates automated signals based on user positions. The strategy posted positive returns in every quarter, avoided liquidations, and remained stable during a Bitcoin sell-off. With over 225,000 users and $7 billion in simulated trading volume, the company cautions that future performance conclusions remain premature.
Network news breaks. Olenox Industries regains NASDAQ listing compliance. Olenox Industries has regained compliance with NASDAQ listing rule 5250C1 after filing its delayed annual report and first quarter Form 10-Q. CEO Mike McLaren highlighted the completion of filings after a year of acquisitions and auditor changes. The company's common stock will continue trading on the NASDAQ Capital Market under the symbol OLOX, focusing now on executing its energy business strategy and growth agenda.
Investor news breaks. NanoX Imaging Lefty announces $8 million registered direct offering. NanoX Imaging has entered into a securities purchase agreement with a long-term institutional investor for an $8 million registered direct offering. The financing involves the sale of 8 million ordinary shares or pre-funded warrants, along with warrants for up to an additional 8 million shares at $1 each. The offering is set to close around August 7th, 2026, and the net proceeds will be used for working capital and general corporate purposes. A GP/Alliance Global Partners is the sole placement agent for the transaction.
Big tech earnings whiplash, Kospi wipeout, and a SpaceX rug pull. Big tech earnings cause market volatility, Kospi market faces collapse, and SpaceX experiences a significant slide post-IPO. DH Unplugged's latest episode, Roller Coaster Ride, discusses the Dow's wild swings, oil reacting to war news, and company earnings like Amazon hitting $3 trillion while Apple drops 7%. The hosts also cover the Kospi meltdown, SpaceX's debt troubles, AI narratives, and other market updates.
Okay, thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Finance Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.